The Guardian.
The Korean Peninsula's DMZ is the one and only area the human being never discovered, never explored since 1953. The human beings, the people discover South Pole, North Pole, every corner of the world except DMZ. Isn't that special?
And what kind of creatures are there?
There are very rare animals, plants, and endangered animals the world should protect. For example, the Amur tigers, a lot of goats, bears, they are just there. So we have to protect them. They are there eternally.
Now, there have been some plans to turn the DMZ, as it's called, into a nature reserve. How did that start?
Yes, the DMZ is faced with two provincial areas called Gyeonggi Province and Gangwon Province. The two governors of provincial government, these issues to make DMZ as a sanctuary for the peace and nature. It was perceived as a symbol of war, confrontation before, and military confrontation, but now it's going to be the symbol of nature and peace.
And they've had some conferences, and you've had some very high-profile support.
Yes, particularly the Gyeonggi Province, they initiated an international conference called DMZ Forum from year 2003 to 2005. It was an annual conference, so the attendees and guest speakers included Mr. Ted Turner, and the conference was supported by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Kofi Annan, and Mr. Nelson Mandela, former president of South Africa, and who is running a Peace Park Foundation at the moment.
Now, because of political tension, things have been on hold, but the new governor has a few plans up his sleeve.
Yes, the political tension stopped this conference since 2006, but the new governor of Gyeonggi Province, he was working closely with the North Korean authority by helping the economy, the community development, agriculture, industrial development, and he's very carefully bringing this issue back to make DMZ as a peace and nature park.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.